The power outages, sometimes lasting as long as half a day, started in 2008. At the time, Eskom said it needed a couple of years to upgrade stations, so it implemented what it called load shedding, cutting electricity to parts of South Africa when equipment needs to be repaired and when its stations can't keep up with energy demand. During the tenure of former President Jacob Zuma, from 2009 until 2018, load shedding intensified. Energy experts say this happened because Zuma appointed cronies to senior positions at Eskom, and corruption and mismanagement reigned at the corporation.
I've been watching the probabilities of load shedding for more than 12, 13 years. Independent
energy analyst Ted Blom is a former senior manager at Eskom. He says the latest documents on the utility's website show just how bad the situation is.
Lo and behold, I'm even more shocked and flabbergasted when I saw that, because it indicates that the most likely scenario that we face indicates unavailability of about 20,000 megawatts in the grid. That is dire, dire shortfalls.
Blom explains that when Eskom fails to generate 11,000 megawatts, it's forced to implement load shedding in levels. If it declares level 4, for example, this means it turns the lights off for 4 hours at a time. South Africa's been enduring level 2 since last week, but Blom says this is nothing compared with what's to come.
The outlook for level 6 load shedding is pretty certain. And on Eskom's own numbers, if the worst case scenario develops, we're going to certainly hit level 8 load shedding for the end of winter.
Going by this forecast, the country is going to be plagued by long blackouts for at least the next 5 months. Blom says Eskom's in such dire straits, partly because its budget's blown, mostly because it has an excess of 20,000 employees. It won't retrench because it's afraid of a union backlash. Then he says the utility doesn't have enough skilled engineers to complete maintenance and upgrades.
The people at Eskom who should be checking this work for quality and standards are not competent. If you can't do the job yourself, then the likelihood of you being able to inspect it for quality is very, very low.
Blom's convinced there's no hope for Eskom.
Man, you're asking somebody to pick himself up by his shoelaces, and I don't know whether that's possible. 2001, Eskom won the World Utility of the Year Award in New York City for being the most reliable, energy available, and cheapest utility. We are now at the other end of the spectrum. We are so broken, nobody's interested.
The only solution, he says, is for the government to allow private energy firms to generate the electricity South Africa needs, and to end Eskom's monopoly.
Release the stranglehold on energy generation. Let the private sector get involved. They'll bring the money, they'll do the stuff, and they'll do it at less than half the price of what Eskom's killing us with at the moment.
Eskom says its restructuring plan is on track and citizens should be patient. In the meantime, its tariffs rise regularly, with frustrated South Africans sometimes paying for electricity they don't have. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.